Now we're ready to start.
And here we are with our program, Learn More About the World. Today we'll tell you about snow. Here is our expert in meteorology. Welcome, Jane.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, Jane, what is snow?
Snow is a form of frozen water. It contains many groups of tiny ice particles called snow crystals. They grow from water particles in cold clouds around pieces of dust.
Is it true that every snow crystal is different?
It's true, but only to some extent. All snow crystals have six sides, but they grow in different shapes, which depend mainly on the temperature and water levels in the air. Snow crystals grow in one or two designs, plate-like and columnar. Plate-like crystals are flat. They form when the air temperature is about 15 degrees below 0 Celsius. Columnar snow crystals look like sticks of ice. They form when the temperature is about -5.
So the shape of a snow crystal may change as the crystal passes through levels of air with different temperatures.
Exactly.
Why is snow sometimes white and sometimes blue?
Generally, the color of snow and ice appears white because the light we see from the sun is white. Most natural materials take in some sunlight, which defines their color. However, when light travels from air to snow, some light is reflected. Snow crystals have many surfaces to reflect sunlight. Yet the snow takes in a little sunlight. It is this light that gives snow its white appearance. Sometimes snow or ice may appear blue. The blue light is the product of a long travel path through the snow or ice. In simple terms, think of snow or ice as a filter.
Amazing! And which areas have the most snowfall?
That's easy for me, considering my job. The heaviest snowfalls have been reported in the mountains of certain areas during winter, including the Alps in Italy and Switzerland, the coastal mountains of Western Canada, and the Sierra Nevada and Rocky Mountains in the USA. In warmer climates as well, sometimes snow is known to fall in areas over 4,900 meters above sea level. But that's a rare thing.
Snow is beautiful, but it might be dangerous as well.
It's always good to keep necessary supplies at home even before winter begins, such as food, medicine, clean water, and extra power supplies. If a driver becomes trapped in a car during a snowstorm, they should remain in or near their car unless they see some help. People should tie a bright-colored object to the top of their car to increase the chance of rescue. Inside the car, they should open a window a little for fresh air and turn on the engine for 10 or 15 minutes every hour for heat.
Yes, I see. Snow must be respected. Any other possible dangers?
Avalanches and red algae, which people sometimes eat with snow. It may cause a digestion disorder. In addition to snow blindness, which you can get from overexposure to the brightness of snow on the eye retinas, it can also drive people crazy. This kind of hysteria can cause a variety of symptoms, including running naked in the snow. Note that this isn't the same as the Scandinavian ritual following the sauna.
Is there anything positive about snow then?
Well, snowfall helps to protect plants and wild animals from cold. Moreover, much of the water we use comes from snow. Melting snow provides water for rivers, electric power centers, and agricultural crops. In the western USA, for instance, mountain snow provides up to 75% of all surface water supplies.
Thanks, Jane.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
And here we are with our program, Learn More About the World. Today we'll tell you about snow. Here is our expert in meteorology. Welcome, Jane.
Good afternoon, everybody.
So, Jane, what is snow?
Snow is a form of frozen water. It contains many groups of tiny ice particles called snow crystals. They grow from water particles in cold clouds around pieces of dust.
Is it true that every snow crystal is different?
It's true, but only to some extent. All snow crystals have six sides, but they grow in different shapes, which depend mainly on the temperature and water levels in the air. Snow crystals grow in one or two designs, plate-like and columnar. Plate-like crystals are flat. They form when the air temperature is about 15 degrees below 0 Celsius. Columnar snow crystals look like sticks of ice. They form when the temperature is about minus 5.
So the shape of a snow crystal may change as the crystal passes through levels of air with different temperatures.
Exactly.
Why is snow sometimes white and sometimes blue?
Generally, the color of snow and ice appears white because the light we see from the sun is white. Most natural materials take in some sunlight, which defines their color. However, when light travels from air to snow, some light is reflected. Snow crystals have many surfaces to reflect sunlight. Yet the snow takes in a little sunlight. It is this light that gives snow its white appearance. Sometimes snow or ice may appear blue. The blue light is the product of a long travel path through the snow or ice. In simple terms, think of snow or ice as a filter.
Amazing! And which areas have the most snowfall?
That's easy for me, considering my job. The heaviest snowfalls have been reported in the mountains of certain areas during winter, including the Alps in Italy and Switzerland, the coastal mountains of Western Canada, and the Sierra Nevada and Rocky Mountains in the USA. In warmer climates as well, sometimes snow is known to fall in areas over 4,900 meters above sea level, but that's a rare thing.
Snow is beautiful, but it might be dangerous as well.
It's always good to keep necessary supplies at home even before winter begins, such as food, medicine, clean water, and extra power supplies. If a driver becomes trapped in a car during a snowstorm, they should remain in or near their car unless they see some help. People should tie a bright-colored object to the top of their car to increase the chance of rescue. Inside the car, they should open a window a little for fresh air and turn on the engine for 10 or 15 minutes every hour for heat.
Yes, I see. Snow must be respected. Any other possible dangers?
Avalanches and red algae, which people sometimes eat with snow. It may cause a digestion disorder. In addition to snow blindness, which you can get from overexposure to the brightness of snow on the eye retinas, it can also drive people crazy. This kind of hysteria can cause a variety of symptoms, including running naked in the snow. Note that this isn't the same as the Scandinavian ritual following the sauna.
Is there anything positive about snow then?
Well, snowfall helps to protect plants and wild animals from cold. Moreover, much of the water we use comes from snow. Melting snow provides water for rivers, electric power centers, and agricultural crops. In the western USA, for instance, mountain snow provides up to 75% of all surface water supplies.
Thanks, Jane.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.